And welcome back to the programme. Today I'm talking with Mary Littlejohn from Mere Green Library. As you'll all know, we've sadly been without our local library for the past 3 months, but the good news is that it's about to open again. Great news, Mary.
It certainly is, Jonathan. Despite the fact that money's in short supply, I think visitors will be pleasantly surprised at how different and hopefully better everything is. Fortunately, we didn't need to replace the roof as we'd originally feared. It just needed repairing, so we were left with more money than we expected. We've been able to replace all that old wooden shelving with a more modern style. The computers have been moved to a new designated IT room, and on the subject of technology, visitors can now order and return books and CDs on their own with our new automated system, so no more queuing to be served. Sadly, money ran out before we had the chance to decorate the meeting room, but we're hoping to complete that next year. Oh, and the children's section now has some colourful new tables and chairs as well.
That all sounds fantastic. So, are you having a big reopening party?
Well, the doors open on the 28th of August and we'll be serving tea, coffee and sandwiches at 12:30. Then we get down to business in September. The local history society will be meeting on the first Monday of each month at 7:30 as usual, and we'll be starting our Wednesday lunchtime book club at 1 o'clock. Both of those events are in the meeting room. The computer club won't be running in September as we still need to complete work in the IT suite, but this will certainly be returning in October. And we're especially looking forward to welcoming a local writer, Sally Wainwright, to a new event on the 22nd of September. This will be the first of a series of events we're calling Ask the Author. Visitors will be able to hear authors read from their latest works, ask questions, and even buy a copy of their book to take home.
I might pop along to that one myself. Now, I understand you also have a request.
Yes, that's right. We're looking for anyone who has a few spare hours each week who would like to offer their services to the library. Our computer classes have become so popular over the past year that we're thinking about starting a second session, and we'll need someone to run it. The current teacher will work with you, so you won't be left to sort things out on your own. We can promise the person a warm welcome and a class of very motivated people, many of whom are at quite a high level. We're also trying to do our bit to break down the generation gap, and we've been inviting some of our older citizens in to talk to school groups about the past. The children range in age from 7 to 11. They're always accompanied by their teacher, by the way, but we haven't opened it up to teenagers yet. So if you'd like to help out, please get in touch.
And I also understand you've got good news for those who've been making use of the mobile library.
Yes, because the library has been closed, we've been running a mobile library service and going out to people in the community. Well, feedback has been so positive about this, particularly amongst our elderly users, that we've decided to keep it going. Users can reserve books if the bus doesn't have anything that they feel like borrowing. There's a computer on board with access to the library database, so the librarian will be able to reserve one for you. Unfortunately, we don't stock newspapers or magazines on the bus, as these tend to be for reference purposes only and can't be taken away. We're also pleased to be working with the local council, who've agreed to send someone from the community office on the bus. They'll be able to help you with any local issues you may have.
Well, many thanks, Mary. I'm sure our listeners will be delighted to hear the service is fully up and running again.